out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the Bible says a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a couple minutes after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in and the dog barking incessantly in the kitchen. You guys probably can't hear it, but Kate's done losing her mind. Kate!
Shut up!
We're going to be here for the next couple hours streaming at you live. If it ain't between 2 and 4 p.m. Pacific or 5 and 7 Eastern, then you are listening to us possibly as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network, streaming 24/7. Or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever, with whomever, in whoever, on whomever, etc. You receive us. We appreciate the hell out of it. It's Faithless Friday here, everybody. We unzip and let our atheist hang out just a wee little bit more than usual. My name is Patrick Vile.
Welcome to the orgy. My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Yeah, political orgy.
Wait a second. I didn't...
Whipping it out.
I wasn't in that meeting.
Nine. Oh, yes. The orgy planning meeting. Listen... We're going to need to double that latex order.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say why.
Thanks for joining us. We, as I said, are going to be here for the next couple hours. Tweet us during the show if you like. Ladies and gentlemen, you can communicate with us live. Twitter on the Twitter machine at crabdiving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can also toss us a message over at our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/crabdiving.
Yes.
All kinds of fun shit going on there, too.
That's right.
It's a lovely Friday afternoon here.
Faithless Friday.
In Los Angeles, California. All kinds of shit going down. Apparently, I mean, this will probably be the headlines, but goddammit, we're going through this shit again. Trump is now pivoted again, according to the right-wing media and a lot of the lamestream media.
He's pivoting.
All of a sudden, because this new speech that he gave.
Oh, yes.
That was... on teleprompter again, right. So it was Xanaxy Trump.
Sure,
that it was just awful. It was boring. But then he added in because of one thing. They're saying this goddamn speech is, oh my god, it's a new Trump.
Oh god,
it's when he got a little self deprecating and he said, sometimes you say things that you don't really mean.
Trumpalos, don't fall for it, you fucking idiot. So you're all so fucking stupid. His supporters are so fucking dumb.
The biggest non-apology. And then he lied by saying, but one thing I will never lie to you.
Wait a second. But what about...
is a lie, yeah. The man who has more Pinocchios than anyone.
Listen, his supporters are going to buy this. They're going to love it. You know, they just are. There's no reason to think they wouldn't. I mean, they stuck with the guy all the way through this. Through him making fun of the guy with a disability, that didn't bother him. The Kazir Khan thing. Nobody even remembers that anymore.
I don't think anyone remotely believes that he is worried about those people. Those people are in. They're done. They're carrying an orange baby.
They don't care. Oh, yes.
And they would never abort.
He has fertilized their political uterine lining.
And but it's the people in the middle.
Oh, yes.
Here he is yesterday speaking in North Carolina.
Fuck you. What, shoring up his support among the transphobic dickheads?
Yeah.
The C-SPAN networks bring you long...
this is from C-SPAN.
God.
C-SPAN.
You know...
my cable.
As you know, I'm not a politician. It's good.
So stupid. This is those people screaming.
I've worked in business, created a great company, created lots of jobs, rebuilding neighborhoods. That's what I've done all of my adult life. I've never wanted to learn the language of the insiders, and I've never been politically correct. It takes far too much time.
Listen to them scream. What does... ask these people what politically correct means.
I don't know.
And they don't know.
I
know what they wish. They want to be able to...
I want to say N-word.
Right.
When I want to. I came in contact...
Good morning, ma'am.
Yes.
And isn't it a lovely morning? Up yours.
Yeah, I
stopped it at the opportune moment.
That's their favorite line from Blazing Saddles. Yeah. The lady with the pie says the N-word.
Up yours, N-word.
I get a tear every time I see that.
Yeah.
I met a lot of Trumplos last night at the Guns N' Roses concert.
Oh, that's right. You saw Guns N' Roses in their element.
You know, he looks... you know what? Axl looks a little like Donald. I mean, he's 54. He's younger, but he's about the same size as Donald Trump. He looks just like Donald Trump. I'm just now putting it together.
You don't think he's been doing his Pilates, you're saying?
No. He's very limber and sprightly, you might say, on his feet. Spry. Who knows? I mean, he rides around just like he used to. There's just a lot more of him to go around for his crazy Ed Hardy wearing... They opened up.
I'm assuming he doesn't look like what I'm looking at right now in the video from 1987.
No. Put that out of your mind. That's not the thing anymore. He's not late.
But you said it was a great show.
It was a great concert, man.
Slash is awesome.
Yeah, he opened up with that Welcome to the Jungle just to prove that he could still sing, I think. And he can. He sounds fucking amazing.
Well, there you go.
Right. But his fans... oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say his fans are fucking, you know.
Trump supporters.
There's a lot of them,
you
listen,
think?
There's a lot of cool fucking Guns N' Roses fans out there, but I will say he does attract that, like, type A bro, you know, fuck you, motherfucker type element.
Ryan Lochte, U.S. Yeah. Swimmers were hanging out there maybe last night.
Oh, yes. GNR fans all the way, baby.
Being kids.
Oh, yeah.
Just screwing around like
you
kids
know what I saw a lot of,
days.
Which I found kind of gross. I saw a lot of guys, probably my age, rich.
Early 30s.
Sure. Oh, yes. Early 30s. Born in the 90s. A little too much time at the gym. A little too much time manscaping the eyebrows, yeah. That kind of deal.
I'm sure other.
Oh, yes. They've got a porpoise carved into their fucking nads.
I've got my pubes in the shape of Ayn Rand.
So I was like, somebody went on eBay and got a child's medium Guns N' Roses shirt and stretched it over their fucking body. You know who you are. You know who the fuck you are.
I don't get the tight t-shirt thing.
Wear a shirt that fucking fits.
I find it uncomfortable.
It's like
with tennis for a while, there was this thing where, you know, this like tight spandex shirt kind, not spandex, but just a body hugging shirt, which on me, I mean, when, you know, you have my scrawny stick insect with bulimia body,
right?
It doesn't look great stuffed into
these bros,
something tight, but
these bros,
it's restricting. I don't get it.
These roided up bros walking around with their tight fucking Guns N' Roses shirt on, you know, like chests out. They play some of these Guns N' Roses songs and you're like, that white motherfucker is about 5 seconds away from kicking some fucking
ass.
How many people of color did you see?
None, Pat. Oh, yeah. You know what? Listen. None. I'm sorry.
We're just observing. Not casting aspersions on anyone's asparagus.
I'll talk about my asparagus for a second. I saw that. I don't know what that means. There was an Asian dude sitting right next to me. And me and him were laughing at, and I got a picture of this white guy passed out in the chair right after he vomited.
He
puked all over the place like a fucking asshole. Who goes to, God damn it, man. I came to my tickets through a friend of a friend had free tickets. I had great seats. And why would you have great seats and then go puke?
You were with the rich white people.
I was with the rich white Trumpalos. They normally would be wearing the Ed Hardy shirt, but they had the tiny little child sized Guns N' Roses tee on.
Goldman Sachs employees and stuff like that.
I wanted to be like, what shitty fucking television show are you producing right now? Shouldn't the nanny? How late is the nanny you're fucking going to watch your kid tonight?
You're right. Like I said, tweet us during the show at crabdiving, one word, crabdiving. You can also toss us a message over at our Facebook machine, facebook.com/crabdiving.
Yeah.
There's a little bit more Trump with
He got political last night, by the way. GNR is a, I swear to God, they're liberal. They yelled out something like, don't vote Trump or something like that.
There you go.
Yeah.
Learn the language of the insiders, and I've never been politically correct. It takes far too much time.
Okay.
Every time he pauses for one of these horrible, because he's reading so poorly and slowly, he's pausing for these applause breaks. He backs up away from the mic.
Yeah,
and then he mouths the word. He doesn't say it out loud, but he goes, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
What a weirdo.
Thank you. Thank you. But even on stuff that he shouldn't, like, our veterans,
right.
Someone needs to care about our veterans because our veterans are amazing. And he stands back and everyone's like, wow. They're applauding
that
for the veterans. And he goes, thank you. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. They're not applauding for you, you freak.
He thinks he's fucking Mick
They're
Jagger
not applauding
for
you.
He does that right after he comes, by the way.
Oh,
time.
Gross.
Sorry,
gross,
guys.
Gross.
Anyway, happy Faithless Friday.
Happy Faithless Friday, everybody. Here's a little bit more Trump.
Truthfully, it takes far too much time and can often make it more difficult to achieve total victory.
Wait a second.
Sometimes
being politically correct takes too much time, and it slows you down from your victory, Ryan.
I need clarification. How does it take you more time to say the N-word than less time?
It takes you more time to not say the N-word, to be politically correct.
Oh, that's
correct.
Right.
Because African-American,
African-American,
oh seven
Look
syllables.
Look at all the time you wasted.
And the N-word, just two quick ones.
He should write a book like 10 ways, top 10 ways I save time by being a racist fucking xenophobic dick fuck. What an asshole.
Times in the heat of debate and speaking on a multitude of issues.
What?
You don't choose the right words or you say the wrong thing.
Wait a second.
I have done that.
And now he's got that I'm a little bit guilty little boy look on his face. Oh, look at me. I've made something. I was a silly boy.
I have a question.
By the way,
I don't understand.
There's been weird shit been going on my panel. We may have been going on and off the air. If that's the case, I apologize. There's something going on with the cloud. It said we were buffering and then not buffering and buffering and not buffering. It says we're on the air now. So if you missed a little bit, if we've been jumping in and out, download us as a podcast and miss the pearls that we've spun for this 14 minutes about Donald Trump. I'm going to back up a little bit.
Maybe my mother missed me saying, talking about Donald Trump's orgasm.
And
that would be nice.
I wish I had. Here is, I'm going to back up a little bit, but this is Trump's apology, non-apology.
Welcome to the jungle.
And can often make it more difficult to achieve total victory.
He's talking about political correctness.
Sometimes, in the heat of debate and speaking on a multitude of issues, you don't choose the right words or you say the wrong thing. I have done that.
See, now this is where he's good. He's like, the stubby orange finger in the air. I have done that. And now the look on his face is, it's funny. He's like a little kid caught in doing something naughty, not something horrible and racist and xenophobic misogynist or horrible, any of the other shit that he's done. But it's like he got caught
when he
saying the word shit, and he's 9 years old.
When he mistakenly nukes Paris a year from now after he's been president, will he sheepishly
be a mistake?
Yeah, will he apologize like he is now?
Remember the mayor of Paris? He's stupid. Remember, that's a great clip. The new mayor of London standing with the mayor of Paris. And they said, well, to the new mayor of London, who's a Muslim, well, what do you think about Trump's Muslim ban? He's like, he's trying to be very diplomatic. He's like, well, I don't know. It's not, you know, it's not, of course, the stance that I would take. But, and then standing next to him, they asked the mayor of Paris. And she's this tall woman, brown hair, and she's like, he's stupid.
He's a fucking idiot.
Trump is stupid.
What does he mean when he says he does, if he's politically correct, he won't have enough time to achieve total maximum.
I don't know what that means.
Total maximum victory, or whatever the fuck he said.
It slows you the fuck down,
I gotta tell you, total victory, that word, whatever that term is, sounds real creepy coming from a white dude, honestly.
That's why they always scream anti-Semitic things as they're doing the 100-meter dash.
What do you mean?
Because it makes you faster not be politically correct.
Racism speeds you up.
Right.
It's my flux capacitor.
Again, what is this political correctness to these people?
I don't know.
This imaginary term.
I'm not treating other people like people unless they're my same skin color.
It means I should be able to say any heinous shit, horrible thing and not have any consequences
tremendously shitty fucking person, but I need you to be okay with that or else you're being intolerant to me.
Right.
Fuck you. God, what a great subset.
Donald Trump says that obviously he would ban Muslims, but he says that he'd make an exception.
Mr.
Of Sadiq Khan. Is
Trump
that okay?
Trump is stupid. He's very stupid. And I think the example.
The mayor of Paris, one of the oldest cities in Europe.
That, you know, the British, they are so polite. They're so civil. These French people are like, fuck you.
And the Sadiq Khan, the mayor of Paris, of London, standing right next to her. And we don't have video, but he's now looking at the ground, smiling. He's like, ooh.
She's right.
He's laughing.
He's stupid. And what did the funniest one is the former president of Mexico when he told him to fuck off.
He said, we're not going to build that fucking wall.
Stupid. He's very stupid. And I think the example are all the people, Muslim, Catholic, Hathi. I am Hathi. We are in the life, we are in our mission, and Mr. Trump is so stupid, my God.
Mr. Trump is so stupid, my God.
Hey, if you're in his inner circle, Eric, you little creep, animal-killing asshole fucking Ivanka.
So gross.
Right. Can you make sure daddy hears that? I don't know. Did Trump hear that? I need him to comment on that.
Did you hear? It was a long time ago.
Stupid.
Did you hear that Ivanka, this is running around all the social medias, but Ivanka ordered some fancy jewelry from some fancy company or something like that. And they sent a note along with the jewelry and said, like, thanks for your order, Ivanka, we've donated the money you spent to Hillary Clinton and to the ACLU.
That's great. He's stupid.
He's stupid. He's so stupid.
He doesn't have time. I can't. Listen, I do not have the time to treat you like a person. I never knew that. I never thought about efficiency
Well, you know, you're asking a lot of him to...
Equality equals a lot of time wasting.
To be building all those golf courses and those buildings right. and everything, and expect him not to slip the N-word around every once in a while.
What's he in a hurry to do? Like, fucking bankrupt the company?
I don't understand what political correctness means to them. I don't understand what it means.
I thought the idea was... They didn't like it because it kept you from saying what you really feel, being politically correct. It, like, you weren't
right.
You weren't being authentic.
But your feelings suck.
Right.
Okay. Your feelings are heinous. Your feelings are racist, misogynist, horrible feelings.
Quit judging me, dickhead.
Xenophobic feelings. You should be called out on your stupid, horrible feelings. Maybe that's how you'll learn, you assholes.
I had to leave this Guns N' Roses t-shirt in the dryer for... 2 full days before I was able to put it on my fucking body.
And double the loser. Double the HGH injection this week.
All roided up.
God. Right words, or you say the wrong thing. I have done that.
Oh, you're so charming, Mr. Trump. Oh,
and believe
it
or not, I regret it.
I don't. Thank you. Hear him? Thank you. Thank you.
Does he regret it? Oh, my God.
And I do regret it, particularly where it may have caused personal pain.
Cricket.
Fuck that shit. Fuck them.
Personal pain. Too much is at stake for us to be consumed with these issues. But one thing I can promise you this, I will always tell you the truth.
Fuck you! God damn it. You gotta be careful. Donald, you have to be careful. Do not fuck up your support with these loons, because this is your base.
Right.
Shut up about your personal fucking feelings and shit. I hope you didn't feel bad for anybody.
So sometimes in the heat of the debate, you mean laying in your bed at 3 a.m. with your little stubby fingers flying over your BlackBerry tweeting heinous shit is in the heat of the debate?
Shut up! I'm trying to achieve total fucking victory! Get out of my way!
I'm busy.
Burn in hell, fucknut! What an asshole. I ain't got time to be nice to you!
So, I was following this yesterday. As it was happening, this a writer for the New York Times, New Republic, named Jared Yates Sexton is his name.
Suck my dick, Jared. Fuck you.
Well, Jared snuck in to this exact rally in North Carolina and was
he discovered and beat to death?
And was... I'm scrolling through all of his tweets from yesterday.
God damn it, Donald. We don't even have time to go through all your shit. See, I get it. He doesn't have time. He's so busy being racist and offensive, he has as little time for anything else in his life.
You know, today he's tweeting all the death threats he's gotten today because of what he did yesterday.
Is he bragging?
He snuck into the... he didn't sneak in. He went to the Trump rally like anybody is allowed to.
This is the guy that snuck in.
But he didn't go into the now it's a cage. It really is. They're going to have to start putting up fucking chicken wire like in the Blues Brothers around the press from what this guy is talking about.
This is insane.
The way Trump is getting this guy going. So 24 hours ago, the guy tweeted, Jared Yates.
Yes.
Sexton. So I got in tonight's Trump rally. Was just next to a couple of guys by the press pit talking about beating the shit out of reporters. So listen to this. And this is...
Oh, shit.
This is what the rallies are like.
Oh, yeah. They're fun.
Next tweet. Heads up. The signal in here couldn't be worse. Oh, okay. Next one. There are a couple of grandmothers over here talking about their grandkids and then executing Clinton in the same breath.
Lovely.
Next tweet. And now they're talking about Clinton's brain damage. Quote, she's basically a vegetable.
Yeah, she is, man.
Other one, a criminal vegetable.
Oh, shit. Have you ever tried putting handcuffs on a kumquat? It's so fucking difficult.
It's so hard.
I can't. A criminal vegetable. That's what she is. Let me show you pictures of my grandbaby.
Next tweet. Watched a woman get interviewed.
Yeah.
As a reporter walked away, she yelled, "You're crooked, crooked, crooked as Hillary." So he's turning people
right
against the media. And right. And it was, I think we mentioned a little bit yesterday, go to crabdiving.com, iTunes or Stitcher. Charlie Sykes.
Yeah.
That Milwaukee radio dude who's anti-Trump and everything.
Fuck you, Charlie.
But he wrote, or he had an interview, he was interviewed by someone, and he kind of did a mea culpa, like, okay, maybe our us screaming right-wing radio nut jobs, I'm translating into liberal for our intelligent listeners.
Oh, yes.
Maybe us lunatic right-wing nut jobs who have been screaming that everything out of any media is a lie if it doesn't come from us. Maybe that may not have helped society in general.
Okay.
Because he says now we can't, even the mainstream media, if they have complete, utter facts, if there's a photograph of Donald balls deep in a goat, no one, they're still going to say, well, who printed it? Well, the Washington Post. Oh, well, it's the Washington Post. You can't trust them.
Oh, yeah. By the way, this goat is like, I didn't have a say in any of this.
There's no way a goat's fucking Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what I mean? It's so he's saying that we created, by painting the lamestream media as just spewers of lies and liberal assholery, that now when they kind of need the lamestream media to call Donald Trump out and spread the word that this guy's dangerous fuck, that it's not working now. It's backfired on them because now they're idiots on their side that they got all frothed up. Don't believe any media, even them.
So,
and if you try,
everything's lying.
Look what's happened.
Everything's bullshit.
If you were a right-wing nut job media person and you didn't jump on the Trump bunghole, then you're a rhino.
Right.
You're a mincing fairy rhino, and you hate America.
You know, it's so crazy. This election, fueled by a bunch of raging lunatics, has really fucked everything up.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God.
My fucking God.
My God.
Listen
my
to these, God. I mean, see, the good thing about like a politician that doesn't appeal to the, I don't know, to the most dim-witted, what do you call it? To the lowest common denominator.
Yeah.
Usually these racist assholes don't have such a voice, but
these
sure
go
got one now, man.
I want to get through these. There's a ton of them. A guy just asked why I'm here. Followed me from one side of the crowd to
oh
the other.
God.
Keeps cheating up with his arms crossed.
Right.
So somebody's like, "What? I don't know. You smell like a liberal. You look like you might think men should be able to marry other men."
To anybody that feels like threatened or uncomfortable around people of color because of some weird ass racism that's been ingrained into your psyche, I mean, you're not scared of white people,
yeah, right?
I mean, really, these people are terrifying.
Next tweet. Some neo-Nazis in here. Not that that's a surprise.
Oh, the neo-Nazi skinhead scene, that to me is, I don't know why that's so fucking terrifying. It's just like, their pale fucking skinned head, their big scary goddamn boots. You know what fucked me up? That American History X movie.
Oh, really?
Oh, God, terrifying. Just those skinheads. They're the scariest people.
Is that the one where you put the guy's face down the curb? And
oh, I'm scared. I'm scared of skinheads and sharks and snakes.
Crowd won't clap for speaker asking for recognition for Gerald Ford turning Black History Week into Black History Month. Everybody, let's all hear it for Gerald Ford, who turned Black History Week into Black History Month. And the white faces of the North Carolina rally are like,
come on,
what? Yo.
Like, turn that frown upside down. Cheer up.
We understand. He's just got to say that stuff to keep the niggers happy.
Oh, my God. Nobody wants it. Nobody wants to hear from these fucking white people. They really don't. Worthless.
Crowd super excited about bathroom issue.
Super.
So they were talking about they're in North Carolina. So
right.
They were rallying the troops to make sure they guard the bathrooms and check those cocks and those vajigis.
Formation! Who's going to be dick checker? I'm on point.
Listen to this. There's a disabled woman having a hard time, and everyone around me is rolling their eyes. One said, I wish she'd leave.
Who is this?
There's some disabled woman at the rally, but apparently accommodating her trying to get in around and get in and out is irritating the Trumpalos. And they're like, oh, God, can't we just put her down?
Listen. Somebody just told a pillar over her face.
You know those
God.
You know those Alaskans, those whatever the hell they call them, the Mexicans of the North. They have they put their retards out on ice floes.
Do they really?
Well, they used to. I don't.
They're Inuits. Is that true? Is that true? They put.
Don't they do that to the old and the disabled in the old times because they. They can't care for them anymore, and resources are light.
If you're hanging around Alaska, you better look spry and have a spring in your step, or you're going to find yourself fucked up.
That's right.
But you want an ice flow, boy.
Hey. African-American speaker says, not to enable minorities, crowd goes crazy. I think it was that.
What does that mean?
I think he was that horrible preacher that's been following Trump around that is really, really not a wonderful example. Of African American,
what is it like when these this I don't know what is it like when the Trump machine rolls into some fucking town and all the racist dickheads come out of the woodwork to go to the Civic Center?
Well, we're seeing it
or wherever the fuck he's.
I'm reading about it right now. Woman next to me screams "fuck her" at every mention of Hillary Clinton.
That's her thing. That is her thing at the concert.
Fuck her. So that pastor is still talking. He says, pastor insinuates Clinton.
Her.
Pastor insinuates Clinton reminds him of Wicked Witch. Some person yells, she's a fucking witch.
Oh, yeah. She's a fucking witch.
African-American pastor leads crowd in chanting all lives matter. Oh, all God. Lives matter.
You asshole. Everybody's just such a fucking dickhead at these things. I don't even know. How do you get mad? They're just all such cunts, honestly.
Now it gets scary. He says there's a definitive difference in how crowds talking about the press. Mentions of violence and jailing. Next tweet. Guy just said he thought Trump would lock up dishonest press after election. You got to do something, his friend says.
What do you mean?
Lock up the dishonest press. This one guy's like, I think Trump's going to lock up the Thomas press after the election. And his friend said, you got to do something.
Right. Listen, dummies, no offense. If you,
the dishonest press. They're talking about locking up the press. Now, this poor press is in a cage in the back.
They're in a fucking... They're tied up. Listen,
and he points to them.
That guy's... You got to do something. No, you don't. If you're stupid, maybe stop whatever you're doing, whatever activity you're engaged in. Just stop it. And instead of doing something, do nothing. It'll make the world instantly fucking better. I guarantee goddamn it.
Still as much violent rhetoric against Clinton, but the talk about the press has escalated. People are pissed and are blaming polls on them.
But wait.
You're lying about those polls. Everybody wants to vote Trump. Every person that's in my family and every white person in my neighborhood is voting Trump. I can't imagine he ain't winning everywhere.
I just ain't listened to his message yet. I remember I was in some Facebook snit with this idiot that used to be a bouncer at some place I used to do comedy and. Duck Dick Phil Robertson said something particularly heinous. I forgot what it was. One of the myriad shitty things he said. And he tweeted out something about Phil Robertson's not that bad. And I was like, hey, what about when he said, you know, all black people should blah, 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 blah. The guy wrote back. He replied to the comment. He was like, well, you just don't know him enough. You should read up on Phil Robertson.
Why? Well, for what?
Why should I read out? Somebody says something.
I've heard his words. Right. I've seen his videos. We play clips from that barnacle, diaper load ass wipe once a week.
So if I'm a liberal or whatever I am, if Phil Robertson says something shitty and I'm not taking it out of context, I'm not allowed to criticize him unless I've read up on the works of Phil Robertson so I really understand his fucking message.
Unless you've tasted him, Ryan. You can't... you can't opine.
You ain't got no context. Have a spoonful of Phil.
Then this is what we were talking about a little bit earlier offline. His next tweet says, all the young Trump supporters here look like they just got off the back nine. So this is these younger, privileged, they're kind of all over my Facebook timeline, some of them, because, you know, I coached tennis for a lot of years.
Oh, right.
So a number of Facebook friends,
you raised some of these crazy chumpalas.
I had nothing to do with it. If they would have spent more time on the courts with me, I would have run it out of them. but they now are a lot of libertarians.
Oh, yes.
A lot of libertarians in that, like...
I got mine.
25 to 35-year-old white professional age range. Like, they all went to college. They're in IT. They're chiropractors. They're, you know, there's all kinds of different professional...
You know...
But they're liberal. They're cool with the gay. They're cool with the abortion. Yank it out if you want.
Right.
But then they do that with what I'm fiscally conservative, which basically means I hate poor people and black people, and I don't want to pay taxes.
Absolutely. And also, don't the libertarians, they want to get rid of all traffic lights, so at an intersection, everybody just whips out their gun and shoots it out to see who gets to go left?
That's exactly what happens.
It's great.
It says, oh joy, here comes Giuliani. Giuliani says a good job is necessary. Guy next to me says, time for freeloaders to get with the fucking program.
Now, did Giuliani take off his hood before he spoke?
Well, how could you understand him otherwise?
Oh, this is more than Giuliani. You know, I was promised mayor to a 9/11.
Everyone around me calling Clinton a lying bitch.
Oh, yeah,
This guy tweeted.
Lying bitch. God damn it.
They've got Trump on a short leash, all teleprompter, no ad lib.
Fuck that.
This is a completely different Trump presentation-wise, he says. They've injected self-deprecation into the speech.
Bend over, bitch.
Humanizes his political incorrectness. This is a frightening, frightening prospect.
Oh, yes. Now they're going to make this raging. He's not. They can't humanize his freak. Right. There's no way he doesn't, because he's eventually going to have to sit down with, say, a Jane Pauley type and have a normal conversation before he's president. And he can't do that. He just can't fucking do that.
Right.
It's impossible for him to not be a loon.
He's
not loon proof.
I think we might have dropped out and come back again, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have to, we're having tech problems today with our streaming stuff. We're bumping in and out of apparently off of the air. I apologize. We're keeping streaming here for you, but occasionally it looks like there might be some dropping in and out of something going on with our cloud production here. So we apologize If you're missing us, don't forget to download us as a podcast. You can listen to the whole fucking thing because we're taping it.
And by the way, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Buy some shit on Amazon. If you go through that link, we get paid. We make some fucking money.
Let's see. I'm skipping a couple. He's talking about Trump.
Oh, yes.
A guy behind me calling for Clinton to be thrown in prison. Quote, and you know what happens in prison.
Right. Jesus Christ. These people.
This is what happened at the rally.
Insane.
I want her thrown in prison and butt fucked. Well, I mean,
does anybody. Hey, anybody out there? Could anyone tell me their favorite part of this candidate you love so much? What does he stand for? For public policy? For foreign policy? Do you care?
They don't care.
Do you give a shit?
He's getting rid of Mexicans,
right,
and black people.
Do you not care that he really doesn't have a plan to get rid of the Mexicans? You're just happy. Just the idea of getting rid of the Mexicans makes you happy. Oh, I get it, right?
Next tweet. Somebody yelling, Obama's a goddamn Muslim terrorist. Goddamn.
Jeez. Hey, man.
Guy next to me says, if Trump doesn't win, he thinks we'll either have a civil war or the country will die.
Oh, my God. Civil war.
That's their binary choice.
Oh, yes.
If Trump don't win, two things are going to happen. We're going to have civil war.
Yeah, man.
Or the country is just going to die.
Civil war. Man, Guns N' Roses killed. That Civil War was one of the best songs last night, by the way. They do all that talking, all those weird like lines in the song. It's so dramatic.
I don't remember that one, really.
We don't need no civil war. Remember that?
No, I don't remember
you
that.
Feed one. The rich and it buries the poor. That's a classic, man. You don't know that song.
That one.
God damn it.
Trump transitions to media. Woman.
Oh, Trump's transitioning.
Trump transitions to media. Woman hisses at them.
Jeez. Hisses? Where the fuck are they?
There's a guy leaning on the guardrail, staring at the media as Trump criticizes them, mouthing, that's you. That's you.
Oh, jeez.
Listen to this atmosphere.
How terrifying.
You're from the Bloomberg News. You're intern who's sent to the fucking to cover the fucking Trump rally.
No, thank you.
And now you're put in a cage, basically.
Oh,
you're walled off with like bike racks. That's basically what they wall them off with. And there's people standing around you pointing and saying, you, it's you. And then Trump is like, look at them back there. They're so dishonest. They're so dishonest.
Why don't they just keep him in a pit so the Trumpalos can just pee on him?
Why don't they sell rocks to throw at them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, why not? These people are crazy. That's you.
A woman wearing a Trump versus Tramp button.
Hilarious.
Just said about the press, quote, lock them up with Hillary and throw away the key.
Everybody get butt fucked.
Lock up the press.
Oh, yeah.
Trump's Muslim ban is growing. Now it's anybody who, quote, doesn't share our values.
Ooh. Oh, shit, man.
Right?
This doesn't make anyone nervous.
He says, this is literally all Breitbart material. No difference. None. Trump says Clinton is the next Merkel. Guy says, couple of bitches.
Hey, man, that's how to sum up. Hey, couple
this
of bitches.
This is a political rally. This wow. is a political rally.
Where do you think that guy went to college? Couple of bitches. Fuck you. Boy,
good God.
Man. God damn it.
Guy on guardrail acting like he's going to throw food at press with his buddy laughing.
Couple
so a guy standing near the press. Like with apples. And he's like, hey, I'm going to throw it. I'm going to throw it at him.
Apple.
Look, I'm going to hit that one over there.
Apple.
With my Funyuns.
Yeah, there you go. You think they sell, is this like a fair, do they sell, what concessions do they sell at these rallies?
Corn dogs.
I'm serious.
Freedom fries.
Yeah, I mean, do they sell like hot dogs and shit? And like,
well, I'm sure they have shit at the concessions.
How much is a funnel cake at a Trump rally?
I don't know.
It's got to be that kind of shit.
They call them hood cakes, actually. Right. They have a different name for it.
You would be an idiot to not sell concessions and just jack that fucking price up while you're there. If you're the venue...
Do you think they let people? They can't let people drink for this.
Hell yes!
Come on, it's a political rally.
Why
are they? You're limited to 248 ounces.
Fuck it. They're all adults. It's a rally. It's supposed to be fun.
Oh my God!
I mean, they're already probably not letting them burn crosses. You got to let them drink. They're gonna be sad. Yeah, I mean, these people are so. I mean, look at these people. I don't know how long these rallies are. But do you think the standard Trumpalo is going to go 2 hours without a snack? You can burn in hell, motherfucker. You fucking pansy ass.
I got to keep my blood sugar up.
I want a churro. So they, probably not a churro. That's too ethnic. Is it true they sell dollops of mayonnaise?
Syringes.
Bring your own.
You get a mayonnaise
whip.
Fix. We go right in vein, right in your neck.
They just put it
right in your carotid.
They just sell jars of it. Miracle Whip.
Like a reverse
spoon.
Vampire
with a straw. I drank it with a straw right in the jar.
Everyone says this is about letting Trump be Trump, but this is everything he wasn't. This is a puppet dancing for a new puppet master. This guy says that this is all Breitbart now. Trump calls Clinton a bigot.
Oh, yeah.
The guy next to me yells, it's true!
She's a bigot.
Trump is talking about African Americans. A woman walks by shaking her head, quote, just what the hell is he talking about?
Oh, man. See, Donald?
You're losing them, Donnie. Careful. You're losing them.
They don't like that.
Well, the pundits were saying, and it was, they were even commenting on it. They're like, well, the crowd ain't really into this, the whole African-American reach out part of the speech. But they said that he's, most of the pundits were saying that they think he's trying to get these suburban white women who are on the fence that have been, by the numbers and by the statistics and the polls, running terrified in droves away from Trump. There's no way he can win without them. There's very little way he can win now. But looking like, at the Electoral College, it's just going to be really, really rough.
Paint me a picture of the voter that is on the fence between Hillary and Trump.
There are. Inexplicably, there are.
I don't fucking get it.
There are people who don't pay any attention, who really don't pay any attention. They live their lives. They don't give a shit. I see them now in my Facebook timeline.
Yes.
People who I think are very intelligent, successful people. They are.
They haven't decided.
They decided, but they're also seeing things that they like. Oh my God, Trump is crazy.
Of course he
is. Well, right. Or during the last stages of the primary, they were like, who is this Ted Cruz person? I've never heard of him before.
Fucking Christ.
And I just think there are a lot of people who don't care. They just want to live their lives and stay out of their shit. Let us live. We don't care. But they do go out. They feel obliged to go out every 4 years and vote for Prez. And now that they're actually paying attention to what's happening, they're like, oh, well, we don't really agree with these horrible things Donald Trump is saying.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, they're angry white suburban husband is wearing Make American Great Again hats.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And a tiny little Guns N' Roses shirt.
Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. And etching Bible verses on bullets.
Oh, sure. That happened, right? That's a news story. We saw that somewhere.
On guns.
Oh, yeah.
A Christian gun manufacturer.
Why in the fuck does anybody
started
think?
Etching. Because nothing says love of God more than a death machine swinging lead.
I don't remember Jesus being violent and being for guns.
You follow that old pussy.
Oh yes,
Methodist Bible. You don't have American Jesus Bible.
Oh yeah.
But yeah. So they're saying that Trump reaching out to the African Americans
is now telling
the uninformed suburban white women that. It's okay. I'm not really a racist like everybody's saying. I'm not a racist. It's a lie. Look at how important I'm saying black people are. And he stopped calling them the blacks. Somebody, because he's on teleprompter, they keep saying African-Americans. He stopped saying the black.
Good job, Donald. I mean, you don't even have to be. This is going to be a very biased statement. I don't give a shit. You don't have to be that smart to make the right decision. I mean, you kind of, in this election, you got to vote for Hillary. I'm sorry. It's not another choice.
Right.
I mean,
they're saying it's not a binary choice like the Jill Steiners and the Gary Johnsoners. Yeah, it is. It really is. You don't have a chance in fucking hell. But if we get enough people out, you're not going to be on all 50 states' ballots. You can't. Jill Stein is not going to be president. No way. 0.00001% chance of this happening. And only if everybody in the world is struck by lightning and almost everybody drops dead in the United States and only the Green Party's left.
I mean,
it's just not going to happen. And it's a very binary choice between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump.
I mean, you don't even.
And a big difference.
Right. You don't even need to, if either of those candidates said nothing about the rest of the campaign, you still wouldn't, it's still not a close call because do you want to vote for a guy whose supporters are Trumpalos? I mean, it's enough to see who supports him to be like, no, no thanks. There's no way I like what they like.
Right.
They're crazy as fuck. They're crazy as fuck.
Trump trying, this is more tweets from this guy, Jared Yates Sexton, who's a journalist who went undercover as an angry white guy, I guess.
Listen, you better have
He's white, by the way. There's no way in hell he'd be able to get away with this.
You better be a good actor, Jared. You're going to get in trouble.
Because honestly, even I've got a story here about a kid who is a Trump fan.
Fuck you.
Who got kicked out of a Trump rally because he's brown.
Oh, really?
And he's no longer a Trump fan.
Oh, man. Oh. See, that is a fail in the African-American reach out.
Trump trying to refute
out a person because of their skin color.
Trump trying to refute bigot label while maintaining bigoted policies, trying to appeal to racists who think they're not racist.
Oh, my God.
And there's so many of them. They just, we're not racist because we like Ben Carson. We like that sheriff in Milwaukee.
Yes.
We like some of them. We're not racist.
Right. How could you like Ben Carson?
We like the acceptable ones.
Jeez.
It's so self-serving that we're not racist meme, I guess, trope.
Oh, I guess if I'm standing up for my candidate, that makes me racist. Well, if he's a racist, then you are. Don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, if you support Trump, I mean, aren't you... I mean, I guess I don't agree with... I'm voting for Hillary, and I don't agree with all of her policies. So.
Right.
I know. I'm trying to figure out how you could support Trump but not be a racist.
I feel like a supermodel, except like times 10.
God, you're a loon. You're just fucking crazy.
Speech ends. Husband says to wife, let's go over and give those reporters peace of our minds.
Is that what everybody does? Oh,
yeah.
My God.
So he even says... the normal Trump rally now includes a post-rally trip to the press guardrail. So now, like a zoo, everybody files by the press and flips them off and yells at them and calls them traitors.
That is hilarious.
The husband who said that to his wife, quote, he's looking for a reporter to yell at.
Hey!
Crowd filing out by press pit, staring daggers, pointing, some yelling. How this is like it's like WWE.
Fuck you, salon.com.
Right.
Ate my dick, Jezebel.
Well, New York Times now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Regular mainstream media. Everything but Breitbart. And maybe Daily Caller.
Oh, they get a pass.
Walking out, everyone is talking about the media. One guy says, reporters need lobotomies.
Oh, I totally agree.
A guy agrees.
Oh, yeah.
Says maybe that's what Trump will do after elected.
Ooh, oh, okay. I see. So if you want a press pass, you have to present the little part of your brain that was cut out.
These reporters need lobotomies. Yeah, maybe that's what Trump will do after he's elected.
We're going to put sponges on the side of their head and give them shock.
One guy yells that the media is full of perverts and retards.
Oh, yes. Everybody knows that.
Guy on escalator. Libtards are libtards because they're afraid of a hard day's work.
Ooh. Wow.
Next tweet. This is so much worse in regard to anger directed at media. This is terrifying. Shit going on. Woman just said everyone at CNN should be arrested.
Oh, yes. I agree. Starting with Wolf Blitzer and Don Lemon. Everybody at CNN gets put in the cage.
Overheard. Trump might lose because of biased media. Friend says if he loses, then they may need to take matters in their own hands.
Oh, geez. Who are these people? So is there a line?
These are all different people. He's walking around this North Carolina Trump rally.
Right. Do you think there's lines and shit like wherever the media is, a line forms that everybody just rotates in and they get there?
It's like a wedding receiving line.
How much time do you get to tell people to fuck off in the media?
Here's your bag of feces. Here's your bag of feces to throw. Right.
They're all probably just standing there yelling and getting all lathered up. And then what does the
media
do?
That's exactly what they're doing.
Film them or something. You know?
Many people bring up the possibility that Trump might lose because the media is rigging the election.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And my personal favorite tweet that this John Yates Sexton tweeted out last night during this whole thing. Just watched a neo-Nazi buy a Trump bobblehead. So they got merch, and a Trump bobblehead exists.
Oh, shit. They're making money. Is it the naked Trump bobblehead or just the clothed?
I believe it's clothed. No. I don't think Trump would put the naked one out.
Oh, that sucks.
Talked to multiple journalists. All of them agreed it's getting worse. One said he wished he was undercover like me. Well, yeah.
No shit, dude. You better be careful. God damn.
Then there's another guy tweeted out, a press guy, a picture. It says, this man at the Trump rally is very carefully taking individual pictures of all reporters in the media pen. And this is a big white guy with a regular SLR camera with a long lens on it. Sure. Not like a phone, a real camera.
Serious.
And it looks like he's hunting. He's got a camo scarf or something on, black t-shirt, wearing his baseball cap, but he's carefully taking a photo of every a reporter in the media pen from outside the barrier.
These people are horrible. They're horrible. I mean, that guy looks so creepy. He's like, he thinks he's like special forces. He's doing reconnaissance.
Welcome to Trump's America.
Yeah.
He says, then this guy, Jared Sexton, there were several men casing the press pen, taking pictures and notes. Several, he says.
Oh, shit. Gathering info?
I guess.
We're going
trying
around
to intimidate them, maybe? Or we're going to keep an eye on you. We know you liars. We're going to come get you when Trump is president. God. We're coming for you, un-Americans.
God, how creepy, man. That guy with the fucking scarf. What's up with that scarf he's got on? Very stylish.
Touching.
Oh, yes.
Tonight had Sexton says,
I got it. It's Sears.
Tonight had a much different air. The crowd was vocal about readiness to pin Trump loss on media.
Oh, yeah.
Several mentions of post-loss violence.
Ooh.
I heard several people talking about wanting to hurt the press. Several mentioning civil war if Trump loses. This is building in a hurry.
Oh, my God. Listen, everybody calm the fuck down. The problem with these Trumpalos, I feel like a lot of them, they want to play army, you know, like the Bundys kind of. They want to get out their toys and take. These are the guys that want to. Are we going to have a bird sanctuary occupied? After Trump loses, what will be occupied?
Fuck you!
I wish we didn't have so many guns. Terrifying.
Breaking everything up.
Listen, those are violent fucking people.
There were people talking about attacking reporters, jailing them, lobotomizing them. They have a focus. They have a shared language. Trump has seeded this antipathy toward the press since the primaries, and it's coming into full bloom. It's not dislike now. It's hatred. Tonight was frightening, period. Bannon has Trump polished up. His supporters are ready for violence and focused on the media.
God damn it.
I've covered the Trump campaign for over a year now and have seen this worsen. The anger changes, grows. It's going to boil over. It started with Muslims and moved to BLM. Then it was Clinton and calling for her death. Now it's the media. It won't stop spreading.
Oh, my God. So creepy, man.
Trump wasn't Trump tonight. He was a megaphone spouting off Breitbart copy. It was organized and structured, nuanced. That's terrible news. He kept the crowd's attention, which he's never been able to do. He crafted a very dangerous narrative, and they swallowed it whole. These supporters are primed to explode. I don't see how they don't.
Jesus.
So there you go. I mean, watch out, everybody.
No kidding, dude. These guys are scary.
And then a couple hours later, he goes, there it is. Been a while since I got called a cuck. It's like being home again. this guy says, you'll be gassed first.
Oh, jeez. Who the fuck are these
somebody
people?
Somebody tweeted to him. And he goes, and here's the first death threat in a while.
Gassed. Who gasses anyone?
Here's another one. We've always hated scum like you. You're literally cancer.
Oh, geez. Thank you. That's a compliment coming for a Trumpolo. I was called cancer.
And he, that, you know what, hit the, that I just read, your cancer is in response to Trump has seeded this antipathy antipathy towards the press since the primaries. It's coming to full bloom. It's not dislike now, it's hatred. You're a cancer.
Oh my God. You got to be careful. These are the kind of guys that will dox you too. They'll put your fucking information out there.
Yeah.
These are creepy people.
This is what we're dealing with. And he retweets another tweet from the guy that says, we've always hated scum like you. He's got this guy, John Rivers, tweeted, diversity means chasing down the last white person is a meme. And then it says, Democrats hate white people. Diversity is cancer. Oh. Everyone knows that.
Right. Listen, we don't hate all white people. I mean, that's not true at all.
Jared says, man, I forgot what it's like to be awash in all this pure hatred and racism. What happens is you post something about Trump, and if it reaches a certain level, you're then inundated with a flood of racist filth. Here's one. At Varolanius tweeted, you're an effeminate, self-loathing, beta male cuckold, the absolute definition of a loser. I hope you die painfully. Listen to these sad little boys.
What do I gotta die painfully? What's wrong with this poor beta male cuckold?
You're an effeminate, self-loathing, beta male cuckold.
Try to fit that title on a business card. Why don't you? It's too long.
A beta male. How sad these
you little beta male cuckold, you, right. You and your sandals and your peace sign, you fucking beta. That's insane. Beta male. That hurts. That hurts when you call me a beta male. Stop it.
Oh, it looks like this guy deleted the tweet that he
he
retweeted
so
and said,
stupid.
In case you thought I was making up their desire for violence after the election, he retweeted a guy and then the guy must have deleted it. This guy tweeted to him, after the revolution, we're going to have you encased in glass.
What? Why am I encased in glass? Because I'll be dead by my dead corpse.
Disagrees with Trump politically, and scared of the violence. And then some white guy at Peanut J Gallery tweeted, because we're after the revolution, we're having you encased in glass, you fucking cuck. Yeah, I'm sure.
You cuck. That sounds like a horrible line in like a Steven Seagal movie. I'm going to have you encased in glass, bitch.
He says there's literally nothing different about Trump except a new communications package.
Okay.
He was reined in on stage, but the same hateful nonsense.
Package. Yeah, they're just trying to make him sound like a normal Republican. I mean, Trump doesn't believe things that normal GOP folks these days don't believe. He's just, you know, kind of loud about it.
He says what they're doing is it's the smartest thing the campaign could have done. Change Trump's delivery while having every surrogate scream, let Trump be Trump.
God, every surrogate scream, let Trump be Trump.
Yeah. Meanwhile, rein him in on stage and everything. Fascinating.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's a little bit of this guy, what it's like to be a liberal and a journalist.
Oh, yes.
Hiding amongst the Trumpolos at a Trump rally.
I think it's very scary.
I can't imagine being anything brown, being a journalist.
Let me explain to you. You say that you want to go to one of these rallies and, you know, undercover. And, here's what's going to happen. You're going to show up. You're going to be blended in. Nobody's going to notice anything. You're going to look down and you're going to be like, oh, fuck. I still have my Crocs on. And then they're going to beat the shit out of you. There's not going to be shit you can do about it. Stay away from these.
And he says, for people who are saying I shouldn't critique threats of violent revolution because America was born in one. I think you're missing something. You're interested in a revolution to suit your needs.
Yeah.
You hide behind the flag until it doesn't suit you. You are piss poor citizens, and no amount of flag waving or singing of songs or slogans can hide that.
Right.
These people spout American exceptionalism, tout an America above reproach until they're not in charge. Then it's a third world hellscape.
Obama! Right?
Right.
Right. Obama's horrible for this country. He's killing this country.
You stand up and scream, love it or leave it, when you've got the reins, and then whine and moan about having to take your country back. You're not interested in America. You're interested in your America, a country of convenience and comfort. And quite frankly, if you're not strong enough to live in a country where you're challenged intellectually, I find it ironic you want a war.
God. Yeah.
You are violent and hide behind violence because your ideas are brittle.
Eat
my dick.
More
than that, you know how brittle they are.
Buy me a funnel cake, hippie.
I've said it before, racists and misogynists hate because they need to feel superior and they find themselves lacking.
Right.
He goes, oh no, now the nationalists are out.
No, God.
And if they disagree with you, they'll make fun of how you look. Like it's junior high again. They must be tweeting him about being fat or something.
Okay. Maybe they're making fun of his shoe choice. See, I think that's what'll give you away at these places if you're a liberal. Don't wear your Converse. Wear your Doc Martens.
Good God, these people. He says there's
whatever
such,
Nazis wear.
They're such big scary alpha males that they parrot a leader's words and gossip about how to pick up girls.
What does that mean? What is that about?
All these alpha males that are calling him a beta male cuck.
Oh, okay.
He says, oh, they're big alpha males, but they parrot a leader's words. All they do is
just say whatever Trump
says. They're not alpha males. All they are is parrots.
Yeah.
And they sit around gossiping about how to pick up girls that they never get.
They're the beta males. They're the cocks.
Trump is obviously miserable with the new campaign, he says. He shuffles off stage, took his hat, signed it, tossed it in a pen, and the pen into the crowd.
He tosses the pen in the crowd.
Away from the owner. So somebody hands him a hat and a pen. He signs it and just wings it back over his shoulder to anybody.
So if you go to get your hat signed, you're not going to get your hat or your fucking pen back.
And I get it back.
God, he's the shittiest guy ever.
Poor Trump. He's not having fun no more.
Yeah.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. A little bit of life inside of a Trump rally, even after the pivot.
You know, I think this just illustrates the fact that we all can't get along. It's just some people, there's no changing them because we've had a white president since the beginning of this country, a white male president up until Obama. It's been white male. And now we're going to have a white female president.
Right.
And it's been all white males forever. You know, it's just been white guys. But right. The white guys are missing two turns in a row and they're freaking out. But can't they just know that maybe it's not their turn anymore? And it's so what? Let somebody else do it. I don't understand why that's such a big deal. Who cares?
Right?
Who gives a fuck?
We're not in charge. We're losing our minds. Our little white minds. 18-year-old Charlotte, North Carolina college student, meanwhile, did not get to see what this journalist saw because...
Yes?
Jake Anantha, registered Republican, 18 years old, cast his first primary vote ever for Donald J. Trump.
Oh, God. How depressing.
Was wearing a Trump shirt. He said he arrived at the convention center around 3:30. When the crowd was admitted at 4:30, he got in and got near the stage. He was standing there when a security guard tapped on his shoulder and said, come with me, please. Said the security staffer said, we know who you are.
What?
You've been at many other rallies.
Oh, my God.
He said, no, I've never. This is my first time. I'm a supporter. Yet they called the police and they escorted him outside.
Oh, my God. Do you think they're profiling?
He says he stood outside the convention center watching a stream of white people enter.
Oh, yes.
Quote, I thought Trump was for all people. I don't believe he is for all people anymore. Why are all these white people allowed to attend and I'm not?
Yeah, man, that's the thing. It's the white people.
He and his father realized that it was not Trump who personally ordered his removal, but they say the candidate is responsible for the people he hires and the tone that they set. They've asked for an apology. The North Carolina Trump campaign dude, whoever that might be.
Oh, is that the guy that shot at a staffer, or he pointed a gun at a staffer? I remember which state it was.
But they're going to look into it.
It was North Carolina.
But that's it. He's the kid there of Indian descent, so he's browner than a white kid.
We know who you are.
Wearing a Trump 2016 t-shirt, but because he's a brown kid with almost shoulder-length hair, they saw something brown, they're like, yeah, you better get rid of that one.
I mean, if I was at a Trump rally looking around and I saw an Indian kid with long hair and a Trump shirt, I would definitely look twice.
And he's not, it sounds stupid. He's not that dark. I mean, he's really not.
Come on, guys. It's nuts. These are the people you're reaching out to include that you need to win. You need to reach out to minorities and women.
It's unreal.
So when they show up to your rallies, don't kick them the fuck out. Don't kick them out, you dickhead.
So that is what be going on. I'm not going to play
the security guard should have said, hey, listen, I think there's an Indian person at the rally, and someone on Trump's team should say, oh, my God, please give him a pass to the VIP lounge. Buy him an extra funnel cake. What can we do to, you know, ingratiate ourselves to him or whatever? Anyway.
And then he stands outside and watches all the white people get to go in.
All right.
We got some breaking news here.
This just in.
Breaking scary news. Florida Governor Rick Scott has confirmed Zika in Miami Beach.
Oh, shit.
Florida
man.
Officials have identified Gross. A new area of the Zika virus transmission through local mosquitoes.
Hey, listen, you little mosquito.
In a small area in Miami Beach. The second area in Miami-Dade County. Rick Scott said health officials identified 5 cases of Zika believed to have been contracted in Miami Beach.
Fuck you, boy!
As a result of the new areas, the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention expanded its travel warning, urging pregnant women to avoid both the Wynwood neighborhood in Miami, where the first transmissions occurred.
Yes.
And now a 1.5 square mile area of Miami Beach.
Oh, my God.
Between 8th and 28th Streets.
Look, it's all these Muslims bringing in Zika.
We're in the midst of mosquito season, they say. Expect more Zika infections in the days and months to come. And by the way, thank you, Congress, who still has not come through.
Oh, right. On Zika funding.
Because of the assholes in the House. The Senate passed something.
Wow.
The Senate passed $1 billion, I think, they were going to send over for Zika.
Fuck you.
And they sent it over to the House.
Aye.
And the House said, we'll pass it, but we want Planned Parenthood defunded also. We want Obamacare cut. We want all these things.
The Senate, the House wants us to get Zika. That's so weird.
Right. And then when the president says, I'm not going to sign that.
Oh, yes.
They say, he won't work with us. He wants everyone to get Zika. Look at him.
God damn it, man.
He won't resign and give us the presidency.
Yeah. We just don't want Zika. God, can we get you guys to come together and protect us from fucking Zika, you fucking assholes? Just do something. It's Zika, you dick.
And shame on the GOP for catering to these idiots. Creating the Trumpalo, for pouring Miracle-Gro on the Trumpalo enthusiasm.
Oh, yes. Listen, and I guarantee you can find some Republicans down there in South Florida that want to sign this.
Yeah, Rick Scott is saying,
of course.
What the fuck are you people doing?
Because it's happening in their back fucking yard. That's all they fucking care about.
Right. Oh, this irritates me now. Over at the Drudge Report, and they've been screaming on the right about this horrible... of course, they don't give one rat's rectum about the poor people of Louisiana who are involved in these horrible floods, who are losing their homes that they've been in their whole lives.
Oh, they don't give a fuck.
And they have no flood insurance or anything like that because you know how wonderfully benevolent insurance companies are. You have homeowners. I have homeowners insurance. It doesn't cover floods. You didn't pay the extra $37 per month to pay for the flood insurance. Right.
Meanwhile,
you're fucked.
They're collecting these premiums.
Well, and meanwhile, our chief executive bought a seventh yacht.
Oh, yes.
Well, they're saying, where's Obama? Why isn't he going down there? Where's the president? He should be down there. He's off playing golf.
Oh,
he's
God
off
damn it.
On vacation. And last night, John Bel Edwards, the governor of Louisiana, was on TV.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm speaking to the administration daily. I've spoken to the president a few times. I said to the president, please don't come for a couple of weeks. Because right now, I need all my first responders.
Yes.
I need all my police. I need the roads as open as they can be. I need the airports as open as they can be. And when the president goes somewhere, a big giant butt plug is shoved sideways into the entire transportation system and the police system of the area.
Now you're talking.
So the governor said, don't come. You're going to. We're busy. We appreciate the help. He said, literally, he said, we have everything from the feds that we need. We have everything. The Obama administration, the governor said, I called the administration, said we need a state of emergency.
Yeah.
10 minutes later, Obama had signed the state of emergency.
Right. Why don't they do what they did with Tupac at Coachella that one time? Just put a big
hologram.
Big hologram.
But guess who went down there?
Oh, Trump.
Yeah.
Fucked
so
everything up.
Over at Drudge Report, well, Trump turns president in Louisiana as Obama chills.
Oh my God, that's racist. That there's racial fucking overtones. Obama chills.
Yeah, Obama chilling.
God.
And then there's a picture
of
Trump somewhere shaking hands with somebody who got flooded, it looks like. And then right next to it is a picture of Obama playing golf.
Oh, perfect. Now, that's such shit. Do you remember there was a storm called Katrina? You remember that?
I recall.
It sucked Louisiana into the fucking Gulf while Walter Face was watching Phantom of the Opera on Broadway, mm-hmm. Condoleezza. Bush went down there. And do you remember when he went down there to speak to all the flood victims? And everybody, there was no generators to be found. Everybody needed supplies. And guess what? When he spoke to the people, I think it was at night. And it was lit. They had lights. And guess, they had to fly in generators.
Right.
And then the generators flew back out.
And then they flew them away.
And they were fucking done.
No generators for you.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful. And so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people. And neither do we.
You know, the fucking thing about it. Yes. Oh, yes. Thing about it is, if you ask these idiots... If you ask these Trumpalos, who would you act if something was to go down right now, who would you rather have in charge? And I guarantee you they would say Obama. And I bet if you gave them a choice between Trump and Hillary, and like they would choose Hillary. There is no fucking way anybody believes this Trump guy would be able to be effective as a commander in chief. There's no fucking way.
I can't imagine.
I mean, they like him for the pomp and circumstance, and I think
he says he's going to hire the right people, but
yes.
Look at all these surrogates that he's hired, and all these spokespeople, like Larry Wilmore, RIP to Larry Wilmore's show, but like Larry Wilmore said, he called Katrina Pearson the spokesgoblin. That's my favorite term now. The spokesgoblins. And that's really what it is. They're just a heinous group of people, and you do have to look at like the parents of this brown kid that got yanked out of the Trump rally, you do have to look at the people that he surrounds himself with.
Yes.
No, Trump didn't stick his head out and go, oh, my God, that brown one, get him the fuck out of here. But somebody on the Trump staff did.
It didn't come from nowhere. That racism didn't just appear. That's there for a reason.
Right.
Fuck.
So, yeah, they're trying to say it's this brilliant maneuver that it's perfectly timed that with this pivot now that he's going down and playing president, shaking hands and saying, I'm going to get everything done. I can't believe that that black guy let it rain so much down here. I can't believe.
You know what I would do?
If they're not pumping that water out right now. I would get the biggest, bestest pump ever.
Right. I just want to, if I was a Trumpalo, maybe it would make me feel better if I could just see my candidate doing normal things. I don't need him to speak, just looking normal and just acting presidential. Because at times he looks crazy, and that makes people nervous. Like he was when he was mimicking, making fun of that mentally disabled person, or he wasn't mentally disabled, whatever. He's making fun of that guy with his own, you know, he looked crazy. I just want to see him doing normal things.
Right.
Like ordering a hamburger or something. I don't know.
Speaking of a little bit of Mother Nature.
Ate my dick.
Doing a labia slap on us for, I don't know, apparently people are fucking each other in the butt too much or something.
Mandatory butt fucking in the town square.
The homosexual agenda. Sodomy-based marriage.
Oh, yes.
Well, there's, you know, we've had these horrible fires here in California this year.
Oh, yes.
And there was a news station that had some helicopter footage, and as you know, they're flying around, and it's mostly woods that are being consumed. But every time it comes near a neighborhood or a house, guess what they do? They fly around the house, and we get to watch a house burn down or something horrible.
There's no value to it. Who needs that view?
Well, so yesterday there was, and I don't know what this is or where it was exactly, but somewhere out in the wilderness, there was a big giant 20-foot cross.
Oh, God. And somebody was burning it.
No, this is in the wildfires.
The
horrific brush fires.
Oh, I see.
And they were hovering over near San Bernardino, near I-15.
Oh, shit.
And they were filming as the raging torrent, the wall of fire, approached this shrine that they have.
Okay.
This giant cross.
Right.
There's a paved area in front of it, and then there's like steps leading up, and then there's something going on, a little building, and just some giant, ridiculous cross.
Yes.
I don't know where it is exactly. And they watched, and they continued to film as the flames approached the cross, surrounded it.
Oh, no, no!
And then a miracle wind happened. And
oh, my God.
No, I'm lying. It burned the fuck to the ground.
Why?
Because that's what happens when you have a giant wooden cross in a forest fire.
Why would God let that happen, though?
Well, that's... Christians are pissed about the footage being on television.
Oh, yeah.
On the Facebook page... Welcome to Faithless Friday, by the way, everybody. On the Facebook page for the TV station that was showing the footage live.
Right.
That as this cross was consumed by the fires.
Yeah, yeah. How dare they show the destruction?
They're losing their minds on the Facebook and on the Twitter.
Really? I thought they would be like, oh, that cross is burning because all the gay people in California.
I'm trying to decide if the burning cross was meant to be an insult or a warning. Just saying the image made the story impossible to listen to.
Burning cross. It's just wood on fire, you fucking idiot.
This one says, really? You focus on a burning cross? Boy, the media really hates God, I guess.
Oh, yes. Totally. This podcast, if you want to include it in the media, we hate the fuck out of God. What do you think about that?
Why would you show that burning, one person says. Well, because it's the only object that is a non-tree within miles.
Because it's the media. It's what people do. There's no news value in a house burning. What's the difference?
And this is the mindset. Oh, you hate Christians. That's why you showed that. You couldn't wait till that fire. You probably poured kerosene in the woods leading up to the cross.
You're just sticking it to me.
And then if the wind had changed and the cross somehow survived.
Right.
Thank you, Lord Jesus,
absolutely,
for protecting your cross and mowing down that neighborhood of houses instead.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God. So crazy.
Really, it's just so selfish and so moronic.
How did they know that's not that God didn't intend for that cross to burn? What is wrong with us seeing the handiwork of God? Maybe God's mysterious, right? You guys keep saying that. That's right. How you explain away AIDS and baby cancer and leukemia and volcanoes and shit. Maybe this is part of his mysterious fucking plan.
Meanwhile, here at Crab Diving, they're small and blackened, but we do have tiny hearts.
Oh yes,
and our thoughts and prayers or whatever.
Oh yeah,
go out to this gentleman who lost his home.
Oh shit.
But
that's sad.
Again, it's one of those things where it might be a little bit of Schadenfreude.
Oh,
because
nice
Schadenfreude. Because the person who lost his house is none other than Tony Perkins, anti-gay advocate and poobah of the Family Research Council, a hate group.
Right.
An anti-gay hate group. Lost his house in these Louisiana floods.
Is he blaming it on someone blowing someone else?
Who knows? He has been quoted as saying it was a biblical flood, I guess.
Oh, yes. I heard that he was
like
he was charting all the butt fuckings in Hollywood, West Hollywood. He was like, this next one.
An alarm went off and the water started raising.
God's like, if there's one more anal penetration, I'm going to smite down. I'm going to burn Tony Perkins' house.
Obviously, some sodomite just busted a nut in another sodomite. And the water's going up another 2 feet.
Hey, guys.
Just yesterday, for the first time in history, the flag of Palestine was raised by the United Nations. And people don't realize, you know, Palestine is the word that the Romans came up with to erase the relationship of the Jewish people to their land that God gave. The word Palestine literally means the land of the Philistines. So here this thing rises up in the Middle East. At the same time, the same day, Abbas, of the Palestinian Authority, he says we are basically breaking the Oslo Accords. We're not going to honor any more accords with Israel. It's all broken. This is destabilizing the Middle East. You know, and then another just interesting kind of, and there's something very interesting here, is that the day after trumpets, and that's the day that seals all this, the day after trumpets began the formation of what we have now as Hurricane Joaquin. Now, I'm not saying that...
Oh, scary. The day after is when the hurricane came up.
Oh, my God.
Not saying that it's the same thing, but it's a coincidence.
Does God know? Now, I have a question. Say there's a blowjob in Mississippi. Then the following day, God is so pissed off, he orders this hurricane.
Well, who's blowing who?
Oh, well, wait, I'm God.
Christian married couples?
Listen, I can be pissed off at any blowjob, and I can send any act of weather.
That's true. God
as punishment.
Mysterious ways.
But does God, is it all preordained? Does God know for a fact that on...
Well, that's the thing, yeah.
It's going to be a blowjob.
So why even bother? Just,
right.
You know. What? God's got it all in Hootsuite or something. He doesn't even have to work anymore. He knows it's going to happen, so he just has it already pre-programmed.
Oh, is it true that God sent down a note? Please, please, please stop praying. You guys sound stupid.
Yes.
You sound like fucking idiots. I don't care about your sports team. I care about the Cubs. God's helping the Cubs. See, I think God will help the Cubs this year for some reason. I think God's going to help the Cubs. If you have cancer or some sort of bullshit going on, I'm gonna have to ask
you're on your own.
Yeah, fuck off. God's trying to reverse a curse.
What do you want from
him? Yeah, what do you want?
What do you want from him?
A lot of people have cancer, and not a lot of people have Chicago Cubs World Series rings.
He made everything. What else do you want from him?
He made dolphins. I don't know. Porpoises. Everything.
He did. He made everything. The firmaments and the heaven and the
God
earth.
God made everything, but yet he's concerned whether or not your sports team wins. It's fucking nuts.
Then apparently he rested because the all-powerful being put his feet up.
And he burnt down. Tony Perkins' house flooded, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Because
this is the guy who has said in the past that God uses natural disasters.
Right.
To punish people.
And everybody knows that flooding is punishment for anal, right? Isn't that true?
Is that
in Bullshit of 69?
I believe that's in one of the chapters of the Bible.
If a volcano should spew forth from the earth, it means, I don't know. There was a tea bagging.
Here we go.
You all know how I feel about Donald Trump.
Glenn Beck.
You all know how everybody else feels about Donald Trump when it comes to, yes, but we're at the end of the road. And I keep going to righteousness. Be a righteous person with firm reliance on the protection of divine providence.
Oh, shit.
Now, I don't think there's enough people in America that are righteous to afford the protection of divine providence. But
all of us evil
yeah.
fornicators and liars yes. and touchers of the of the pudenda of the same sex.
Get your hand off my divine providence.
I want it in my life, and I will not, A, choose what I know to be unrighteous. That's why I can't vote for Hillary, and I can't vote for Donald. I know they're unrighteous. I know if Jesus were standing here, he would look at me, and I'd say, which one? And he'd say, trust me. Just trust me. Come with me. He would not say, well, that one's better than the other one. He would not do it. Now, that's God. That's he's not here, or is he?
What?
Or is he?
Wait, how do we know if Jesus is here? He brings up a good point. He's not here, or is he? Is he? Is he here? Is he not here? Which is it? God damn it!
Well, the conservatives would certainly not like the Jesus from the Bible.
No.
Talking about helping poor and shit turning cheeks and stuff, they'd be like, who's the mincing fairy?
I bet if Donald Trump's people saw Jesus hanging around in a rally, they'd drag him out of there. Get out of here.
Right.
Do it. Now, that's God. That's he's not here, or is he? Or is he?
Jesus Christ. Is he, or is he?
Which is it, Glenn? Is Jesus here, or is he not fucking here?
Glenn Beck.
Christians believe that God is always present, right? That God is in everything.
Sure.
They say that a lot.
Yeah.
God is in everything.
And then you eat him on the weekends.
Oh, sure. How's God, if God's in everything, then how can God not be like for gay people or whatever? You know, I don't understand.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, if
they're
God
sinning.
Is everything and part of us all, wouldn't that include everything? I mean, your priest, he said your dog was going to burn in hell. But why?
No, he said my dog wasn't going to heaven.
Oh, okay.
There's a third option.
What is that?
You stop existing.
Ha 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 ha.
The history books.
James Baker, everybody. Jim Baker, formerly of the PTL Club, then jail.
Oh, God. I love this guy.
For fleecing people and embezzling and defrauding Christians out of money now,
yeah, whatever,
is back on TV with a ministry and a herd of old white people that inexplicably follow him still.
Oh, yes.
And he also sells prepper food on the side. Here is Jim Baker talking about the election. You got it. This is some acting
is
here.
This insane.
Oh, this is quite a soliloquy that goes on. And then about three quarters of the way through. What's his wife's name? Not Terry.
Tammy.
Lori
Baker?
Lori, yeah. Lori starts going, oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes.
The history books have been and are being rewritten.
That's right.
Our nation. I see it every day. I'm in agony. I'm in prayer. I'm an intercessory every hour of every day.
I don't know what inner satchery?
He's an inner sack. He's an inner sackery.
I don't know what that word is.
You've
Do you know
been,
what that word
you've
is?
You've never been to inner sackery?
Into
sackery.
Satchery?
No, inner sackery. It's where you go to meditate and to make yourself right with God. So you could, you know, it gives you certain special powers. It gives you Jesus powers.
I can't find what a word like that even close means.
I will lead you into inner sackery.
Is that some Christian thing? Tweet us, ladies and gentlemen. What does inner say?
Harry Potter. It's from the first book.
I'm an intercessory every hour of every day.
I don't know what that is.
To God save America. God save America. This next election can determine.
Did you hear her next to him?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Yes. I'm in your inner sack.
Oh, save America.
Inner sacksury. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Save America.
Oh, yeah.
Action can determine the full direction of this country, whether we are going to blaspheme God Almighty, the one who founded America. God.
God founded America. God founded America.
Do you hear her? She's like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Who founded America. God gave America. God opened America. Ooh. God caused it to be founded.
Yes.
And literally, the Jewish people are 50-50, 50% in America and 50% in the Holy Land. God established America. But 9/11 was, I believe, where God let his hand come back. And a warning to this nation to turn.
Meanwhile,
what does that mean?
Meanwhile, like, I don't know if they edit this after the fact or if he knows where he's going with this. Because right when he said that 9/11 is God cockslapping us for way too much gay sex and way too much Islamic licking.
Yes.
And way too much
yes.
of non-Christian stuff. Way too many black people having rights and votes and shit.
We need to go to the intersectum.
Right when he says, now I think 9/11 is when his hand came and smacked us.
Jeez, kinky.
All of a sudden we got pictures of the crumbling towers. So I don't know if they go in and put those after the fact on the Baker Show.
Well, maybe,
or
Jim,
if they were ready for this shit live, that when he said 9/11, they were ready to go to
the... He might do that a lot, though.
You're saying they just have 9/11
they complete
pictures queued up because you know he's going to go there?
They have such a connection with Baker, they complete each other.
Heaven was, I believe, where God let his hand come back and a warning to this nation to turn back to God.
What a horrible, horrible, it's over at Right Wing Watch. What a horrible, horrible
message.
Belief, yeah. There you go. You're turning away from God, so I'm going to fly a few planes into your couple of buildings.
God, so you're telling me, say you had some relative who died in that attack. This guy's saying that your relative died because somebody blew somebody in Idaho.
Thanks, God.
God was like taking a tally of all the blowjobs in the anal and all the anal. That's what he was doing.
Well, that's how they're trying to scare everybody. It's not with the whole gay thing. When they say to them, what does it matter to you what some gay people do? They say, the Lord's going to smite us all because of you homos.
God, you think God's sitting around up in heaven? He's talking to Peter or whoever. God, man, do you see how the anal this month? It's fucking out of control.
Do you think he gets charts? And
oh, yeah. Look at this. The last month alone.
Some angel scurries in with a PowerPoint.
Oh, yeah. There's been 35% more anal penetration this
month.
Lots
more masturbation in Alabama this month.
Can you get those terrorists on the phone? Tell them to learn how to fly a plane. Don't ask me why. Don't worry about it. I got to just trust that I have a plan.
Jim Baker.
It's gonna be mysterious.
Jim Baker. There we go. Praying that God save America. God save America from the brown people. That's really what it is. I mean, all the religious nuts, the white Trumpalo bros, they're
all
screaming because of the browning of America.
Oh shit. And then that his loony wife is just over and over again. Yes.
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah.
It's so crazy.
What else have we got going here? Do you remember? Well, you remember this heinous hag, Sandy Rios.
Oh, yeah.
Last time I think we talked about her, she was defecating upon the Khan family.
Kate, get my glass coffee table, please.
Questioning their Americanism. They're Muslims, so obviously they hate America and
Sandy
Jesus.
Sandy Rios is disgusting, you know.
Well, now, did you hear that Target, stores, has been the subject of this boycott from lunatics like Sandy Rios.
Fuck you!
Because Target said, you know what, go ahead and use the bathroom that you prefer.
That is the weirdest reason to boycott anything. I mean, it sounds bizarre.
No, they've got their...
I mean, it sounds so fucking stupid.
Meanwhile, child poverty skyrocketing in the United States.
Why don't you boycott something for that, you fuckheads?
Education plummeting.
Protest for that.
Right. I think he's got a dick.
I'm on. I need the dick checker at the Target.
So, interestingly enough, on Breitbart News Daily,
oh yes,
Sandy Rios was a guest.
Fuck you.
The American Family Association. Sandy Rios was on Breitbart News Daily today.
Eat my dick.
And now there was an announcement from Target.
Okay.
That says, look, okay, we're just going to make gender neutral bathrooms and right. We're done.
Bam. Goodbye.
Not enough, says Sandy Rio.
And here's the thing, Alex, it isn't just about Target. It really isn't. This happened concurrent, you know, with the North Carolina law just simply said that people should use a bathroom that comports with their physiology. If we do not keep the pressure on Target, this will quickly. We know how major corporations are. They are scared to death of anything that isn't politically correct. This will spread like wildfire. We will not be able to go to the bathroom anywhere.
We will not be able to go to the bathroom anywhere. Shit is going to fill up our pants. Maybe there's a job or money opportunity there. We can get Christian Depends.
Oh, yes. There's all kinds of job opportunities in this.
Shit your pants
looniness.
For the Lord to prove your love for God.
Oh, I love that. That's
I'm
perfect.
Staying away from that bathroom because there might be something with a vagina in there.
When they say gender neutral bathrooms, what does that mean? You can just anybody can go in there.
Yeah,
and
it's just
stalls.
A bathroom. You go in there and well,
is it a
it's probably single. It's probably single. Like they have two or three.
I like that.
Single person bathrooms. I prefer those too anyway. I think everybody does.
I don't like.
Except diddlers.
Right. I love the single bathroom thing. Now, guys, stop protesting. Now, this is perfect. I don't like to be in the bathroom with anyone. I like to be there all by
exactly.
myself. This is good. Now you're fucking it up, you idiots.
We won't be able to go to the bathroom anywhere.
Yes, by yourself. These bathrooms at department stores and grocery stores.
Oh,
they're heinous.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, God, have you ever walked into the bathroom at CVS down here on the fucking corner? Or what is it, Walgreens?
No.
Holy
no,
shit, man.
No. Oof. No, I have to be like.
It's a rough scene.
Like there's a nuclear bomb went off in my bowels for me to go have to go into the bathroom.
Nuclear.
You know, Alex, and so that's why we need, in fact, if people are listening and they haven't joined the boycott yet, you can go to ASA.net. ASA.net and sign your name and most importantly stop shopping at Target until they correct this, until they correct it completely. And what's at stake here, Alex, is all the other, again, companies around the world that are in this country that will just cave. They just will.
Cave to what? And she says until they stop this. Until they stop what? Until they say, show me your dick at the door. Show me your vagina. At the door.
And the thing is, now everyone has their own fucking bathroom. You should be happy with it. I don't understand. So they want it to go back to men's and women's bathroom, and they want now to put a guy
baffled.
Checking everybody's junk to make sure they're going in the right door.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Who... maybe what you do is there's a genital scanner and it's automated and you have to take out whatever you have and hold it under a red light and it's like cock or vagina, but I don't even know how that would work. Clam scan?
The clam.
I have no idea.
I don't know. There's
oh God.
Also going on.
It's idiots.
With this election that's going on.
And people were peeing. Here, I'm sorry. People were already peeing.
Well, yeah.
There's transgender people.
Well, sure.
There have always been transgender people. And they've always peed.
Right.
So
and all people are trying to do is say, well, we're just going to let them pee where they want. We're going to make sure that businesses can't say... You,
right.
Transgender person, you take your big giant titties and high heels into that men's room and whip that piece of meat out
right.
and stand up in front of the urinal, hike your skirt up and pee.
So stupid. Grow up.
Remember the I think it was the first Republican debate when there was 28 of them up there.
Oh, yes.
Remember where they had two different debates? They had the adult table and the kids table.
The clown car. I miss it.
So you remember that question they had at the they had a whole fucking segment on God.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How does God fit into your
anally?
Well, you know, and it was just creepy. It was creepy, yes. Especially to those of us who are non-believers.
It's weird. Imagine you live in Europe and you're looking at this. You're like, there's a God segment in their goddamn presidential debate.
Well, yeah, and I could understand if it was fucking, you know, Christian Science News asking about it, or if,
yes.
But this is Fox, allegedly fair and balanced,
right?
One of the big purportedly neutral news sources, which we know is all a bunch of
in the God shit. Section. Did they also talk about like Hinduism and Taoism?
Well, of course not. But so this is kind of this weird, creepy, disturbing trend. You know, this is actually in the Constitution that there should be no religious test.
Right.
These are the words. No religious test.
Fuck you.
And so they asked that at Fox. Now, here, listen to this from the CNN. This was an interview, town hall interview, Chris Cuomo hosting. And it was the Libertarians. It was Gary Johnson with his vice president nominee, William Weld.
Okay.
Answering questions from Chris Cuomo and voters in this town hall. Listen to this little section here.
Another question from Amanda Lindemann that kind of touches on the outer parameters of this discussion we're having on this issue in particular. She lives in New York, currently undecided. Amanda.
Good evening. Thank you for coming this evening and taking my question. Do you pray and do you believe in God?
Good Lord.
Who cares?
Do you pray and do you believe in God?
Here's Gary Johnson's answer. He's a Republican, so Jesus. I mean, he's basically a Republican.
Fucking Christ.
Who's the question? I have to admit to praying once in a while, and yes, I do believe in God.
Governor?
Same on both. Same on both.
Thank you.
What do you want people to know about you in terms of religion?
I have to admit, Gary Johnson didn't sound real enthusiastic about it, though. I do have to admit that I do.
Religion. One, I mean, is the answer it's none of your business, or do you go to church? Do you ascribe to a particular religious philosophy?
I was raised a Christian. I do not attend church. And if there's one thing that I've taken away from Christianity, do unto others as you would have others do unto you.
Oh, well, that probably didn't go over really well with the evangelical.
Wait,
he don't go to church and he smokes pot? You know he smokes pot, right?
Oh, does he really?
He said, there's some things about Gary Johnson I like, but one of them is he said, well, I will not be smoking any pot for the for the campaign, nor if I'm elected president,
the
because that's
time.
A 24/7 job.
Bullshit.
Why don't you go to church?
I
listen to the. I mean, Chris Cuomo keeps hammering on it. Why is this an issue at all? Why is this line of questioning being pursued?
Yeah, why don't you go to church? Because I don't, dickhead.
I don't care if he goes to church or believes in God. Will he defend everyone's right to go to their own church and believe in their own God or not?
Or equally
not go to church and not believe in any God and keep it separate? That's what I want to know. I don't care what he does in his personal life.
This is
as
CNN.
Far as Jesus, right?
Don't I ask you as a suffering Catholic? You know what I mean? The question just comes up.
I'm one of those that just the God that I speak to is not doesn't have a particular religion.
Another question.
So there you go.
Wow.
Here's the Green Party presidential town hall. I don't have that clip. They blocked this clip.
Oh, shit.
What an asshole. But, it's the Green Party. They say, to Jill Stein, a woman stands up. Do you currently believe in God? And could you tell us more about your personal journey in this area?
Yeah, sure. I'm in the intersectum.
They're not fans of Jill Stein over at this website that I'm reading from. Stein replied with her characteristic word salad sprinkled with much heavier than normal helping of ums and ahs. But she said, So I grew up a very religious person. I was probably the most religious person in my family, and I actually brought traditional Jewish ritual into my family because I was so excited about what was going on in my Reformed temple where I sang in the choir. I am, I am not actively practicing any religion, but I certainly have a very strong sense of our moral and human, what shall we say, fiber? Something that is spiritual, that is kind of beyond our grasp. This is an atheist.
Just say
obviously.
You're an atheist, okay? Just let him...
Struggling desperately, she's trying to figure out a way to not say, I don't believe in any of this.
God damn it, Jill.
I believe in something spiritual. I get it. I did that for a while. I did the I believe in the force from Star Wars kind of deal.
Oh, sure.
I'm not religious, but I'm spiritual bullshit. I spun that because it really means I don't want to talk about it. Leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah, yeah.
And that seems to placate a lot of people.
Right.
Unless just the most hardcore religious zealots.
So you thought,
are not going to abide that.
So for a while, you thought that there was a...
I didn't think
like
that
the
at
force.
All. I did
you
not
thought
think
there
that.
Was
I told
energy.
People.
Okay. I just wanted to see.
To get them off my dick.
Okay, I understand. I was wondering if you believed...
Not in the least bit.
You didn't believe you could move shit?
No. Never.
Do you think when
but in order to keep people... Yeah. I remember, I think it was like 20 or something like that,
right.
and really close family friends and stuff. And I was at one point, I was just like, I'm an atheist. I don't believe any of it. And one of my closest friends looked me in the eye and went, you're not an atheist.
Yeah.
You're not an atheist. Shut up. What do you say to that?
Yeah, fuck
you. I'm like, I am. Right. I really am. I don't believe any of this anymore. Oh, like it's just a phase you're going through to try to be cool and shit. So I just clammed up. And went to the force.
Because the conversation that you should feel okay having is, okay, well, do you really believe in a dude that hurls lightning bolts down from heaven?
I didn't
want to
have that. Yeah, I didn't want to have that conversation.
Natural fucking disasters.
And I know that there are extremely religious types, or not even extremely religious types. There are people out there who hear the word atheist, and they really think that you're out raping babies and eating puppies and shit. I mean, they really do. They think, what was that poll that we talked about where they came out with approval ratings?
Yeah.
And like atheists scored lower than pedophiles.
You know?
Than pedophiles.
It's nuts. It's insane. And you're talking about a person that has the absence of the idea of some weird force influencing his life. I mean, that should make that person inherently easier to deal with, I would fucking think. You know, I don't think he would mind me mentioning this, but, you know, my brother every once in a while on Facebook, he's not on Facebook, I don't think, anymore, which is sad. I wish he'd get back on Facebook and start posting about, like, atheism and stuff. Do you remember all those?
Yeah,
those were fucking epic. I mean, his friends used to get so pissed off at him.
Yeah.
You have to be so sensitive, but yet you can say, I'm a stupid fucking dumbass atheist, but I got to be sensitive, please.
Yeah, I think it's hard when you first really embrace your atheism and go full force. You really want to kind of proselytize and look at people that you consider your peers and intellectual equals and say, what the fuck is wrong? Why do you wait? I don't understand this. How do you believe this?
Yeah.
Some of us use a rapier and others use a cannon.
Right.
There's different methods of going about it.
Man, some Scientologist trying to hand me a fucking flyer the other day. I was in Los Velas. They're fucking.
Was it a? Did they want you to take a personality test?
I don't know what they wanted. They handed me this flyer, and I was like, "Hey, I don't believe in anything, but thanks." I mean, you know, that's friendly, right?
You could still be a Scientologist.
Yeah, dude. On the corner of Melrose and Vermont, there is a full fledged like 4-piece Christian band, like hooked up to a generator and an amp. Just rocking out for Jesus all fucking day.
Wait, dude, we walked by that the other day. Is that same one that was on some Vermont?
Yeah. They are rocking the fuck out.
With amplification.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know how that works. That shouldn't work that way.
They
if you want to stand and yell about Jesus or stand and sing about Jesus, then use the pipes that God gave you.
Oh, okay.
But when you start amplifying that shit,
yes.
Now you're annoying. Now, if I'm a block away and I can still hear your ridiculous ramblings.
Yes.
That's the problem here on our section of Vermont,
where
crab diving is in Koreatown. It's not even, you've seen that guy. It's not even a band. It's one guy
yelling.
With an amp yelling in three different languages. And he's got minions on the other three corners just waving signs.
You know,
does that work? That's my question.
Absolutely.
I would like to almost talk to him if it's possible to have a sane conversation.
No,
and
it's
say,
impossible.
Does that work? Do you ever have people who are like, wow, I was converted at the corner of 3rd and Vermont.
I just geolocated us. I'm sorry. Stop it. Listen, let me explain. I'll explain to you your answer you're going to get. I don't think about it. It's God's plan. I don't question it. That's the answer.
How about putting together
a
food pantry? How about delivering stuff to homeless old people? Or how about helping the elderly? Or how about... But standing on a street corner with a megaphone just yelling... I don't fucking get it.
Shutting the fuck up for 5 seconds, too. There's that. Oh, shit.
We're going to shut the fuck up until Monday, ladies and gentlemen. Then we will be back here for more of this stuff, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, every goddamn weekday, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast. Thanks for joining us today. We apologize for some of the tech problems we've had. I can see them on the graph. We've been in and out. But we'll be back Monday. Hopefully, we'll have that resolved. Download us as a podcast, iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Buy shit through our Amazon hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Ryan's doing some comedy. If you're going to be in L.A. on Saturday night, go to the Rated R Comedy Show or Sloppy Seconds. Find out the details. Go to his Twitter feed at Rated R Comedy or go to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great fucking weekend, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.